Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up. Get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Happy Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online. And you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, and a lot of great Facebook posts in the last week. Some great relationship stories, actually, between humans and animals, and animals and animals, and some really good videos if you got time to watch. Anyway, it is, it's Mother's Day, and it's the second Sunday of May, and that means it's, well, let's see. Best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset and energy codes Sunday, and almost a full house today, but not quite. Animal World's production engineer is shining brightly as always, and
trying to shine at least.
Although. Our Nathan Miller. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. I got to wear long sleeves today for particular reasons.
I was just going to say, it's a little interesting to see him because we have spectacularly gorgeous weather going on here today for Mother's Day. And it's like summer, not spring right now, because we've been like around 80 degrees for the last 2 days and so forth. Anyway, tuned in on Zoom today for the show, and Nathan's sitting there in long sleeve, black long sleeves. I'm thinking, it's bright and sunny out there. But apparently, Mr. Nathan, you got a little carried away playing some softball, huh?
Yeah, I got myself into a little bit of an accident. Had my first ever time sliding into home plate head first and playing on turf fields and not really having any Under Armour or anything on. I had to reach out and touch home plate. And let's just say, with all that effort, I came up with a really nice turf burn all over my left forearm. So,
all right. So he's covering that up today. but you were safe, right?
I was safe. It was the only thing I possibly could have done to be safe.
All right. All right. Well, it would be a shame, you know, to slide home and get all kinds of turf burn and be out anyway. So at least you are safe.
Yes, I am.
So that's good. All right. And we're going to
get back to physical body might not be safe, but in terms of getting into home plate, I was definitely safe.
Well, and we have some big news to share from Nathan. We're not going to do it yet because one more thing I got to tell you before we do that. But y'all think, what might it be? What would we have big news? Now, I can see, of course, because I didn't tell you, we got the whole table set, that Dr. Nils Rasmussen is here and Sister Linda Rasmus is here. They got big smiles on their face and they're nodding like they think they know what we're going to tell you. Pretty much guarantee that you do not.
Okay.
Because I'm still trying to digest this one. Okay. Anyway, we'll get to that in a moment. Okay. All right, we'll get to that. Okay, keep that Jeopardy music keeps going on, because first thing I got to tell you is that, you know, Nathan's here. Dr. Nelson Linder's here. I'm here. We're missing our one and only true human mother in the group, our call screener, Stacy Buck. The Moodlit studio is empty, but for a very good reason. Stacy has great kids, and her daughters have spirited her off to Hawaii for Mother's Day. You know, how cool is that? So Stacy is doesn't need to be here for our 80 degrees and sunshine, because I think she's probably got that where she is. But I'm not sure if they're on Oahu or if she went to Maui the last time. But anyway, we'll find out about it when she gets back. But think good thoughts for Stacy, because she's having a wonderful Mother's Day in Hawaii. And speaking of Mother's Day, now, of course, we honor the tradition of human mothers and their kids, and of course, wishing everyone a wonderful Mother's Day. But because it's Animal World, we celebrate us animal moms. And so if you're a human out there and you have animals, you know, what I'm always telling you, animals think and reason, have feelings and emotions. They're intelligent beings. They don't have the same sophisticated left brain intellect that we do. They're more like kids, but they kind of get these things, and they want to honor you. So if you're an animal mom and you don't have a partner, a human partner in the house that can shop for your animals, guess what? It means you get to go out shopping and get something wonderful for yourself. And then you bring it home and tell your animals that they got you. This is what they got you for Mother's Day. And they get real excited. And now my animals were very good to me this year, because they got me all these beautiful flowering baskets, you know, for around my house. And they know what I like, and they get the same thing every day, every year. So the flowers are really wonderful, and my animals are feeling very satisfied, because they know that they honored me. So you get to do the same thing.
You can always do what I do, too, and take your animal friend to a pet-friendly store, and whatever item your animal touches with its nose first is your item to buy for yourself for Mother's Day.
Now that could be a little dangerous. I'm just thinking, it reminded me, it took me back when Robbie was just a puppy, and we were advertising for the pet store at the time. I think, was it Earth Pet in Issaquah? I think it was. They're no longer there. Obviously, we kept them in business. Anyway, they're no longer there, but I had taken brought Robbie with me to do the show. And then we went up to Earth Pet for him to have his first bath.
Mm.
I don't know why I brought that up, but I know now I remember. In the process of being there, since it was his first time in a big pet store, and they had a U-Wash, and that's why we had gone there, because we were advertising for him, and I thought, well, I'll do a U-Wash with Robbie. That was an experience of himself, but I let him pick out his first Huggle Hound toy, because they had them all hanging on the wall. So he got to go over as a puppy, and he picked the rooster. So he still has his puppy rooster, Huggle Hound rooster. And fortunately, it was the one that doesn't have any stuffing. So just the squeakers. And so the rooster is still intact and has lived is as old as Robbie.
I got to admit, though, with Abby, I'm in sort of a unique situation when it becomes to Mother's Day, because typically, you know, a lot of us, maybe we get our animal friends by adopting them, so we don't necessarily know the mother of that dog or cat. But for Abby, I actually know her breed mother, and her name is Gabby. So happy Mother's Day, Gabby. Over in
Gabby Border
Ohio.
Collie.
Yep.
All right. All right. Well, just make sure that I guess your mom would be considered Abby's human mom.
That's yeah, probably.
So
we can say Julia,
somebody
who helped raise her when she was growing up as a little tiny puppy.
All right. So before we officially start the show, let's cover a few things. First of all, you know, the big news is the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis. And apparently it's been visible all over the place because everybody's posting all kinds of incredible pictures. It was visible Friday night and last night, Saturday night. Although I didn't check to see if as many photos were posted from last night. But I think we might have the only group. I mean, the four of us, could we be the only four people on the planet that didn't really get to see anything? I don't know, but I'll tell you what, my neighbor, well, they're not really neighbors, but the gal that lives next to my farm property that I live when I lived out here in Monroe Salton area first is about a mile away from me as the crow flies. She posted all kinds of pictures of the Aurora Borealis from Friday night. She's only a mile away from me. But, you know, you're supposed to look north, and I kind of live in the forest. And when I look north, all I see is trees. So really, when it comes to sky, I can really only see the sky above me. And then a little bit, you know, through a tree here or there. I got nothing. And Dr. Nels, you're over in Idaho. And you said you didn't get it either.
Yeah, well, excuse me. We didn't see it. We didn't know it was going to happen. You know, I'm in my own little bubble over here.
I was going to say, where the heck have you been?
Yeah, I've been doing work around the place and just being busy. And so it didn't show up on any of my apps on my phone until the morning after the big show at night. And so I'm like, oh, I missed the big show, but I did wake up and see the sky looked very bizarre. Without knowing what the heck it was just all light and strange. The stars were almost not visible. It was like a full moon almost. And
right.
but
not the color and stuff. And you didn't know what was going on.
No, I did not know.
All right. And so I didn't get to, I'm still baffled why I couldn't see it with all the pictures that a person a mile away from me posted. I'm baffled why I didn't see something, but I didn't see anything. And some people said, well, take your, you know, look with your camera, cause you'll see more of the light. Well, I didn't make any difference. It's all black to me, but anyway. And then, Miss Linda Rasmussen is here. Linda, apparently you guys went out searching.
We did. We were,
and you
like
still people didn't get to see. They posted, there were wonderful photos on of the Aurora Borealis visible in Seattle. Some beautiful photographs of downtown Seattle and the lights and then the sky all full of colors. And I was amazed, but you didn't see anything, huh?
Well, no, we, you know, there's so much light here in town that, everything looks lit up all the time. So we got in the car and headed north thinking, well, that's, you know, for the open spaces. And, as I was saying before the show, there's a lot of summer road construction work going on after 9 at night on a Friday. And so I spent 2 hours in a traffic jam.
Oh, no.
And then when we finally got out into the more open spaces, we didn't see anything. And I don't know whether we had some haze or what was going on, but, you know, after it got to be around 1:30 in the morning, I was kind of tired of driving around in the dark. So
in traffic. Wow. Okay. So Nathan, how about you?
For me, I was coming home from softball and I got home.
At that
I didn't
time
see
in the morning?
Any, at night, and because it was from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. But by my house, there's a sports complex with soccer fields and baseball fields. And I think they maybe had some soccer games going on. So we had the Friday night lights going on from the events. And with all those LEDs, I mean, that place, with how close I am, really puts off a lot of light pollution. So looking up, I didn't see anything at all, really. I thought the sky had like an interesting tint to it. But as far as like looking up and seeing like the cosmic kaleidoscope type thing going on, that wasn't present.
Well, okay, so see, it's official, folks. You may be listening to the only four people that didn't see the Aurora Borealis. Thank goodness for Facebook and all the wonderful photographs, because I sort of feel like I saw it. You know, part of our Animal World family, Tina from Lake Stevens, that often calls in, you know, for treatments and may call in today. I don't know. She just posted a ton, and she was like, I'm taking so many pictures. My phone's almost out of juice, you know, and she's only in Lake Stevens. That's not that far away from me. But anyway, the photos from a mile away, I still don't get it. While I didn't see it. But anyway, all right. Before we officially start the show, I know I teased it, but Nathan has some big news, and it's not just him sliding in and getting all the turf burn. It's not the Mariners. Are the Mariners still hanging in there okay, Nathan?
They're trying. They're doing okay. They're not as bad as they were in the beginning. They're not as good as they were, you know, a week ago. They're just kind of okay right now.
All right. Okay. So it is amazing to me how much can change in a week. So Nathan, you have some pretty major news.
Yeah.
That relates to the family.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
So what's your big news?
So it's kind of hard to find a way to enter into this, but let's say all through my 30 years of life, I have never, ever moved except going to college.
Ah,
and living
you've
in
always
the dorms
lived at
there.
Home with your parents,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. And you did, because I recently found out you went to Western. So you did have to go to Eastern Washington when you went to college.
Northern Washington.
Or North.
Yeah.
Northern, wherever.
Up in Bellingham.
Bellingham. That's right. It's with Bellingham area. But otherwise, you've lived at home.
That's right.
So then, what the heck is up with your parents? Because they've made a big decision. What's going on with them?
Yeah. So their big decision is they're getting ready to move into their, I call it the rest of their life home.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're already retired, so they need a home that they want to be comfortable living in for the rest of their life. And they found their location in the kind of the foothills area of Tennessee. So for
me, is that amazing? So Nathan's parents are moving to Tennessee.
Yes, they
Whoa.
Are. And then for me, that means I need to find a place to live.
Unless you want to move to Tennessee.
Exactly.
And now, did they invite you to come with them?
I just like it out here. You know, I've got my job and love the scenery around, of course, all my friends. And I don't see any reason for me to go over there except for visits on the occasion.
So I'm assuming that Linda nails your big smiles is that you were assuming something else for the big news.
We were, well, I don't know what Linda was thinking. I only know what I was thinking, but yeah.
Well,
yeah. But anyway, so it has nothing to do with women and the Philippines or anything like that. It's that Nathan's parents have decided they want to spend the rest of their life in Tennessee. So they're out of here. Nathan needed a place to go. So you decided, I got a text in the middle of the week from Nathan saying, I'm looking at this condo, getting ready to make an offer. And yet I'm saying, what? What? So when did you decide to buy a condo and all this stuff? But in the matter of, because I, you know, we did the show together on Sunday, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of the week, he's looking for a condo to buy. And I'm thinking, well, my goodness, do we need to have a shotgun wedding or something? Is that what it, but no, it had nothing to do with that. As the fact that mom and dad are moving to Tennessee and Nathan wants to stay here. So, now you have found a condominium.
Mm-hmm.
That you really like, right?
That's right, because, you know, it's still a bit of a ways that I have to move out. And, you know, it's not like right now they're going to Tennessee, but it's going to be inevitable that I'll have to do it, so better start looking. And I've looked at one condo in the Federal Way area, and it looked really nice, had an amazing view over a lake, but just the location and the surroundings I wasn't really comfortable with. Then I found this one in Normandy Park, and that one just completely blew the Federal Way one out of the water, no pun intended, with the lake. And I was being told by my parents that, you know, I really should look at more places. And I just kept doing research and research, and I just kept getting that intuitive hit that this is the place that I need to be. You know, everything keeps checking the boxes. So, needless to say, I've got an offer and accepted, and it's pending an inspection to see if the place is really good or not, or if things need to be done. And if all goes well this week, I'll be preparing to potentially close. So it's not official yet, but,
so,
you know,
congratulations on being an almost official new homeowner. Woohoo!
Yeah, good job.
All right. So excited for you. And I have to say, in chatting with Nathan Authier and about what's going on, I have to say he's doing a marvelous job of following his intuition and asking for guidance. And anyway, so he's had some wonderful experiences with that. And so you feel really good about this condo. So let's everybody think good thoughts for Nathan, for the inspection on Nathan's condo, that everything goes smoothly. You know, because every once in a while, something can come up on an inspection that, you know, can be a problem. But
that's what we're preparing for. I mean, we're not expecting it, but we're preparing for just in case it happens.
Yeah. So anyway, you should the inspection's going to happen pretty soon. So anyway, we'll all think good thoughts. And hopefully by next week, we'll be able to say that we're just waiting for closing because all went well with the inspection. All right. So anyway, congratulations. Okay, so let's see. Looking at the clock, I think we need to kind of stay on schedule. Let's take care of advertisers. Then we will come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations. And then, because we'll finish up with affirmations there, then it's time to deal with Dr. Nels and talk about the May newsletter that's come out and our affirmation for the month from Dr. Nels and all of that. And it's a good one this month, as it has been. So everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World, but we heard from our wonderful premier sound healer of the Northwest, Jude Ponton. Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline, great location, great parking, and it's wonderful to be in the treatment room with the gongs and the chimes and the acutonic forks and so forth. So if you need chiropractic, acutonics, sound healing, Jude is the gal, and she can work with you in person or remotely. You can check her out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty, and then if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we heard from Linda Rasmussen. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. And Linda, I know you actually work out of a physical office at the Intraspace facility, the old Rainier Brewery. So folks can come and work with you in person at Intraspace, or you can work with them remotely. And I think you do a lot of your work remotely, especially since COVID and all of that. And as everyone, you know, will find out as you're listening today, with energetic medicine and energetic healing modalities, there is no issue with distance, just like with telepathic communication. Distance is not an issue. So remote treatments are wonderful. And Linda, you continue to offer a free treatment in person or remotely for anybody that asks.
Yes.
Having a session with you on the air here doesn't count. So yeah. Even if people have called in for a free remote treatment here on the air, they can still call you for a free session with you in person.
Yeah.
Gosh. And what a great thing. If you haven't taken advantage of that, you should. And again, Linda's website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And you can call or text her for a free session, 206-841-1992. Alrighty, and we have open phone lines, you know, throughout the show, and they do take priority. However, since we've been chatting away here and have not officially started the show, I'm going to get us back on track, because we do have Sandy waiting up in Bellingham to talk to us. So, Sandy, hope you can hold on for a minute here, or a few minutes here, while we officially start the show. And then we'll take our first phone call before we get to Dr. Nell's newsletter and our affirmation. We will go straight to the phones. All right. So if you haven't been around for this part, I always start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And then we do a pile of affirmations to get us spiritualized up for the day and the week. Joining me on this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. Completely up to you. It's not like dancing in the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing is required. But this part of the show, you can opt out if you so choose. So I start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Amen. All righty. Now, to our affirmations, and these have all been contributed by one member or not of our spirit or animal world family. The first one comes from my spiritual family, and we were given assignment, do this affirmation once a day for a week, see what happens. Totally changed my life. Excuse me. So I do this every day, and you're welcome to use it as well. And I say each affirmation out loud three times. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, second affirmation actually comes from Linda Rasmussen, and you'll find out when she works with one of you human animals on the air. She usually gives us an affirmation to keep the energy going, and that's where this affirmation came from. And so many of us started doing it, and then I started hearing about how powerful it was for everybody. I started doing it. Made a huge difference for me, so we share it here. Three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Whew, love that one. All righty, here's another one I love, and this comes from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga from the Italian division, and it's the affirmation I use to try to keep me and my animal friends in good health and balance and the right attitude going out in the world. Here we go three times with this one. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Ooh, and our next one here comes from next week's guest. That would be Natasha Venter, our personal awareness coach and animal communicator and medium and psychic gal. This is the one we use to help ourselves stay in alignment and balance with the energies as they are. And boy, has there been a lot of energy with these solar flares and all that stuff. And so if you've been feeling a little energetically weird, there's a reason for that. It's not just you. All righty, here we go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. And we conclude this pile of affirmations with the Ananda Institute Warrior of Light affirmation. And boy, is this one important. There's so much going on here in this country, around the world with wars. We need to send God's light everywhere. So join me on this one to spread the light all over the planet. You know where it's needed and where to send it. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om, peace, Shanti, shanti. All righty. And now Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. To conclude our affirmations, but cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty. We are all spiritualized up. Maybe we should just wrap it up. No, anyway. Okay, so we are all spiritualized up. And as promised, phone calls take priority. So we've got one more affirmation to do, but that is our affirmation for the month that comes from Dr. Nels. And we'll get to his newsletter and his affirmation for us for the month. But we are going to honor our commitment and go to the phones. And by the way, phone lines are open and phone calls take priority. So if you want to get in for a treatment early here on Mother's Day before you go on to other things, local phone number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569, and email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So I guess first up, we're going to head up to Bellingham, and Sandy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Right. Well, thank you both so much and for your wonderful affirmations that you also gave to everyone who's listening and those who even didn't listen who are getting it anyway.
All right. Well, thank you, Sandy. What can Dr. Nels and Linda help you with?
Well, my new rescue dog, Balto, who came from an animal shelter in Apple Valley, California, on a truck 16 hours 5 weeks ago. I rescued him just before he was about to be killed, you know, as the kill shelter. And he's had a lot of digestive problems. Some days he doesn't poop at all, and then others, now he's in 2 days of the most amazing diarrhea. He's pooped in the house many times. He is just, I could see the spasm going through his body. And he also had a lot of trauma before I got him. He's suspiciously afraid of men who appear to be, say, over 70 with gray hair. In most cases, he barks at them and is really afraid of them. And this happened after my ex-husband threw a red tennis ball on the ground to see if he would like to play. And he then became so afraid of him, and he's an animal lover, so all of these people that I talk about, these kind of men that he's afraid of, these are men that are really into loving animals and had many animals.
So all right, now I'm going to interrupt you just for a minute.
That is everywhere, going on constantly, and how does that? Natasha said maybe you could reset his neurological system and his digestive.
Oh, pack. Okay. So you've already talked to Natasha?
I spoke to her yesterday, and she recommended that I call you.
Okay. As I was going to say, we might need to have you call in next week to cover all the bases here, because it sounds like Balto needs a lot of information. I've got a lot of great information for you, but we've got to start with Dr. Nels and Linda. And the first thing, Sandy, is we need to make sure that Dr. Nels can make a good connection with Balto. So
he's
what
right
kind
here
of dog?
He's a canine terrier. 7 years old, looks like Benji in the movie.
He looks like Benji. So a little, what color?
Beige.
Kind of a tan beige color.
Yes,
now, Dr. Nels, are you able
like
to
exactly
tune in
like
and get
Benji.
A connection with Balto?
Yes, I have a connection with Balto, and I'm just finding out what I need to do here.
All right.
All right. Now, Interesting. Because the first thing that came up was an emotional word, which is unusual for animals. Uh-huh. Usually it starts with more of the physical channel. But in this case, and what's really interesting is the word that comes up is devotion. Huh. So what that tells me is that Balto at one time was really devoted to someone, and and it went south. In other words, here he is being devoted, and then he's having all these, you know, traumas, stresses, whatever it is, right? That's causes huge turmoil, because devotion is a good thing. And you know, he would want to feel that, especially, you know, how dogs are. They just love that being devoted thing. So, but for him, as soon as he starts to feel that, he starts to feel stressed out. So it's a big issue. So now I'm going to find out how do we make use of that. So give me a moment here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's basically he needs to do the reset that I do, what I call the Rasmussen reset, while we're focusing on the feeling of devotion. So I'm connecting with the two reset points here on the right side of his body.
And a reset is because you've explained to us that when dogs are traumatized, have, you know, bad experiences, their nervous system can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism.
Yes.
And once that happens, then they can't reasonably make good choices and necessarily control their behavior when similar situations occur.
Right.
And we already know, because Sandy, you kind of, you know, you were kind of ahead of the game in that you talked to Natasha before calling in today. And so it always is a good sign if Natasha looks at the energy and says, okay, Dr. Nils needs to reset the neurological system and so forth. So I would expect that when, after Dr. Nils does some work here with Balto, that that will be of great help to him.
Thank you.
So it looks like you've been able to tune in and you've got points going there.
Right. I've got first I did the right side. Now I'm doing the left side. And while I'm holding these points, I'm just thinking the word devotion and just letting that kind of roll around in my mind and in my energy field. And that sort of changes the energy as I'm working. It adds a little extra element to it, because what we want to do is have his system get back to being okay with feeling that vibration of devotion throughout his body and his soul. And if he can't get okay with that, every time he starts to feel it, he's going to go into fight or flight. So we got to get this disconnected, this bad thing, you might say, connected to devotion. And it feels like it's working. I'm getting good solid pulses going here.
So we've got quite a bit of work here, I think, to do with Sandy and Balto. Dr. Nils is going to keep working on Balto. Now, Sandy, are you comfortable with Linda doing a treatment for you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because obviously we humans get hooked up with our animal friends and all of that. And so what's going on with us can influence what's going on with our animal friends. So it's always helpful to get the human side of the equation balanced as well. So we'll let Linda take care of you, Sandy, and then come back and chat a little bit about the diarrhea and stuff going on, because I don't want to leave you with that horrendous stuff going on right now, because I think we can probably get that under control, especially with the work that's going on now.
Okay.
And then we'll probably want to check in on both of you again next week when Natasha's on with me.
Definitely we'll be calling back.
Okay. All right. So, Linda, I think you're ready to go. You are now in charge with Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Good morning.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Oh, you're welcome. So, I'm going to have you think of a relationship that has been on your mind. And if there's more than one, just pick one.
Okay.
Okay. So you're thinking of that relationship. And then I'm going to have you think the word truthful.
What's the word?
Truthful. Full of truth.
Truth.
Truthful.
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 And the number one. Truthful one. And your eyes are closed and you're just looking straight ahead with your eyes closed. And take a deep breath in and hold it in as long as you comfortably can. Thinking truthful one.
All right, Sandy, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead. Taking in a deep breath and hold it as long as you comfortably can, releasing that breath and replacing it whenever you need to. Thinking truthful one. Truthful one. Truthful one.
Okay, Sandy, go ahead and breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just tip your head forward and look down toward the earth, and then let your head rise. And then bring that relationship that you were thinking of back into your mind. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of truthful.
I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of truthful.
And a little addition on truthful. A lot of times this is just about allowing ourselves to speak the truth to ourselves about something. So just as you're going through your experience and feeling grateful for truthful, just allow yourself to be very truthful with yourself.
All right, Sandy.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, we I've got to look at the clock here because I've got to keep us on schedule, and we need to take care of advertisers one more time before we run out of time in this hour. But Sandy, right. I'm not done with you yet.
Okay.
Because I think we need to do a quick once over on how to deal with that diarrhea before we let you go. So can you hold on for
I'm going to hold on. Okay.
All right. And then I guess we're in Bellingham today. Nathan, you must have started this by Western and all of that.
Just the Bellinghamster is keeping it wheel.
Yeah. So we'll take care of advertisers. We'll come back and help Balto with his diarrhea. And then if we have time, we'll get to Deborah in Bellingham as well. Or Deborah, you can hold over and we'll pick you up first on the other side. So everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of our Happy Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Check out New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, newprosupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can check them all out on the website, and if you don't find the products in your local pet store, everything's available on Amazon. And of course, you know anybody that has problems with their dog friends, that's what I do. And I'm a behavior therapist and trainer and work with people privately in their homes to solve terrible and horrendous behavior problems in dogs very quickly. So I always do a free telephone evaluation. So please write down my number and pass it out to everybody you know with dogs. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Okay, let's see. We've got a few minutes left in this hour. Let's get back to Sandy in Bellingham. Okay, Sandy, how you doing?
Okay, I'm still here with Salto.
Okay, and are those birds in the background?
Yep, I have 7 parakeets.
Ah, okay, well, hi to the parakeets. Dr. Nils, do you ever work on parakeets?
I can't say that I have.
Yeah, okay.
Aren't we talking to Deborah?
Pardon me?
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. Yeah, isn't this Deborah we're talking to?
Sandy?
No, we're talking to Sandy.
Oh, we're talking to Sandra. Oh, okay.
Sandy in Bellingham. Deborah's waiting on the line, and she's also in Bellingham. Okay. Anyway, Sandy, you described that Balto is having a problem with diarrhea, you said?
Yes, for the last 2 days, he has had an incredible bout of diarrhea, pooping many times in the house, which hadn't happened before, and just incredible diarrhea.
Okay, and what are you feeding him as briefly as possible?
Well, he was eating like a homemade food of chicken with rice and some vegetables in it according to a special recipe, all organic. And then he was eating a can that was also a high quality. And then I had given him dry food also because he wasn't pooping, so I thought the dry food would give him some bulk. It's all high quality food, you know, Not inexpensive, but expensive food, and that supposedly had good nutrition in it. So, and he might have eaten a lamb bone. He could have eaten a lamb bone. He did eat a lamb bone. He took it out of the garbage and ate it. And he goes into garbage cans if I'm not here and opens them and eats what's, I don't know what he's even eating, but anything he's eating that's even my garbage is good. So. But
well, okay, the lamb bone, I'm assuming. All right, so with the lamb bone and so forth, I'm assuming that was cooked. So
was cooked.
Those can be splintered. They can cause problems on the way out. So it's going to be important to pay attention. But let me just give you the quick spiel on diarrhea here so you have something to do.
I'm giving him pumpkin now. He's had some pumpkin.
Okay, pumpkin can be helpful. But the normal veterinary advice, you know, in all the years I worked in veterinary medicine as vet tech, I mean, what we would say is with diarrhea like this, that you would, withhold food for 24 hours, withhold water for 12 hours. You start back on a bland diet in smaller amounts, which would be more in line with the chicken and the rice type food that you were feeding. It may be that he was used to the real food that you were giving him, and then that dry food just messed up the apple cart. But who knows about the garbage stuff?
He's always had a digestive problem of some type. Since I've got him, because some days he poops. And
all right, so we definitely are going to need to talk more on the air next week. But in the meantime, most of the time you can avoid stopping the food for a whole 24 hours if you go out and get some slippery elm. It is a tree root and bark extract. It's a powder, comes in a gelatin capsule. You can get it at any grocery store or pharmacy that has human supplements, or you can order it on Amazon and usually get it very quickly. It is a great tummy and intestinal tract coater and will help firm up poops right away.
Okay, I will do that.
So you want to get it as soon as you can get it, and then pop the capsule down. You can open the capsule and sprinkle the powder in his meal. With my Robbie Golden, every once in a while when he gets into something in the yard, I will give, he's about a 75-pound dog, so I give him up to 3 capsules of powder in his food or down. But with Balto, you said he's more of a terrier size.
Yeah, he's 26 pounds.
Yeah, so maybe like a capsule of, you know, capsules worth of powder. Maybe give him 2 to start with, since it's so bad, and then you want to keep that up. You can't really do any harm with the slippery elm, but it will really help firm things up. But I think you better knock off that dry food for a little while.
Yeah, I've done it. No dry food.
Right, and then if you're gonna, if we get him straightened out, then you would add a little bit in at a time.
Yeah.
To see if he can tolerate it. But I think that's all we have time for to do today.
No, thank you so much, all of you. You've been so helpful. Have a great day.
Right. But you can also, you can follow up with Dr. Nels through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Linda, you can follow up verticalenergyworldwide.com or just give her a call. And Natasha will be in the studio with us next week. So let's have you call in next week to let us know how Balto's done this week. And, of course, if you need more help with the whole diarrhea stuff, you can call me off the air.
Okay? I will.
All righty.
Okay. Thank you so very much, honey.
You're welcome, Sandy. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay.
All righty. So I don't think we have enough time to take a call. So hopefully Nathan, Deborah can hang on over the top of the hour and Love Train with us, and then we'll pick up Deborah on the other side. Deborah is the one, you know, we talked to her, I think. We talked to Deborah about her kitty when Natasha was on the air, and had a great follow-up report the next week. So, but I'm glad she's calling in for Dr. Nels to work on Tigray and all that good stuff. Anyway, Deborah, you will be first on the list when we start the second hour. And right now, and then, of course, once we talk to Deborah, then I think Dr. Nels will be able to cover the newsletter, and Sandy seemed to be right in tune, because you'll find out with her affirmation, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of truthful. Sounds like she already read the newsletter, Dr. Nels. anyway, we will cover that base. So it is time to fire up the Love Train. This is the exercise portion of our show to get us up and moving, juices flowing, and exercised and energized for the day. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on the Love Train, because I'll cruise through and pick you up. And while we're sending love everywhere around the world, make sure you target the areas most needed, where all the wars are and all that good stuff, and our own country. You know where to send it. So I always energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer, just to give us a little more energy for the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.